Okay, we'd love to hear from you this week. You know what to do. You can email talk@beat102103.com. Hi, Niall and Show. Can you make sure to keep this anonymous? I work in a big enough office, and about 3 months ago, a new guy started, and he was one of those overly familiar fellas. We all know him. Very nosy, asked so many questions. He asked me 2 weeks ago what my aftershave was, and I told him. He arrives in last week, reeking of it. He had no shame, and he told me he liked me so much that he bought it. Here's my issues around it. Everyone is complimenting him and saying how good he smells, even though I owned it first. It's ridiculous. The girls are making such a fuss about it, and it's really annoyed me that he's copied me. Also, he's overspraying it, so he's even drowning out mine. We have a group in work which do team building events and generally build morale with coffee mornings and pizza lunches. I'm thinking of bringing it up there, as I wouldn't like to go straight to HR. Any advice for me on this guy? Silence. I understand why he's a bit put out.
So, I have a perfume that I use, which I call my signature scent, but I'm only messing, like, but it is my perfume that I use, have used for the last 20 years. If I change it, I don't feel like myself. Some of the girls in the office, particularly our friend Sinead, she's like, no, I can't hug you. You don't have Cerruti 1881 on you. But I have to say that this is ridiculous. I'm sorry. You work with a guy who asked you what your aftershave was because he liked it. Major compliment. If somebody asked me, and they have done over the years, what's my perfume, and they bought it and they went out and they smelled the same as me, then I'd be like, well, that's absolutely great. It's a compliment. Mm. You think that you smell nice, so you want to smell like the person. What is the big deal? You're just put out because they're getting more of a reaction from people. It is a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, your nose is out of joint because you think that he smells better than you. Everyone's giving him the compliments. Oh my God, there are actual issues that need to be dealt with in workplaces, and whether or not a guy has copied your aftershave is not a workplace issue.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why he's a little bit put out if this has been his scent and, like, you know, he's associated with it. But, like, there's not much you can do about it. You don't get ownership or complete kind of copyright.
It's an aftershave.
On a smell, you know?
And, like, the fact that he has said it to you means he likes you. He thinks you're cool. He thinks you smell good. My God.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to wear that aftershave anymore.
Of course you would. That's ridiculous, Niall. Two people can wear the same aftershave or the same perfume. Like, there's no, like, you don't own a perfume or an aftershave. Like, so what if someone, the whole thing about a smell is, like, I can't really smell Cerruti off myself other than when I initially spray it. But people tell me I smell okay, and I like that. I like the fact that I'm giving you a good smell. All right, sniff me.
I'm just thinking, I forgot to put aftershave on this morning.
Oh, yeah. I would feel naked.
I know.
Like, I would feel like I was walking out of the house with no clothes on. Mm. Rather than, I love my perfume.
But
if
it was the case that I was like, oh, I smell Cerruti and it's so nice, it's, oh, Amy, it's you. Would you not be annoyed that people weren't saying it's you?
Be absolutely delighted. If Amy thought that I smelled nice enough to copy my perfume and to smell like me, one of the greatest compliments of all time. Imagine the madness. It's Monday morning, lads. Imagine the madness of going to HR and telling them, oh, this fella smells the same as me. Get a life.
Okay, let's get your thoughts. 085-102-9103. What would you say to our emailer? Right, let's get to a couple of the comments coming in. Sanders says, get a life, saddo. Maybe he's more popular because he isn't a saddo. He's got saddo in there twice.
Ricky, oh, please tell him to go to HR. They would get such a great laugh of that coming from a nutter child who's throwing his toys out of the pram. How many others wear the same scent all over the place? What a plank.
Okay. Stephen says, I know the aftershave he's wearing. It's the green one called Envy, made by jealousy.
Julia said, Daily Dilemma. This is such a common thing with girls, and girls would take this as a massive compliment. Agree, Julia. HR is crazy, not only in a workplace, but this is a normal life experience when you wear perfume or aftershave and someone asks you what it is, and it's very much their own free will if they buy it or not. I think someone is a bit jealous of the attention the other person is getting. It's giving nasty.
Okay, Kathy says, I never leave the house without perfume. I've one for work, another one for daytime when not at work, and one for going out in the evening. I've often asked what perfume someone was wearing because it smells nice. nice, and I've often purchased them. I would take it as a compliment. This one as well is interesting from Kerry.
Yeah,
fragrance doesn't smell the same on everyone. Something to do with your pH levels. Clearly it smells nicer on the other dude, so let it go and try find a new fragrance.
Oh, God.
What an insult.
God, that's really thrown it to him now today, Kerry. I mean, he's been like, he's been faced with an awful lot, and you're telling him to try something new. Yeah. Imagine.
Catherine was on to us.
Stop it. It's like, it's not junior infants we're in now. Stop that nonsense. Like, you're actually, let's just really boil it down. You're jealous because he's getting more attention from the women in the office than what you ever got. That's what it boils down to. And as for going to HR, oh honey, don't go to HR because they're going to look at you and go, there's no policy on who can wear what aftershave. There's no policy on that. I don't believe there's a policy. Sorry. But that, I don't know, like, it sounds like an April Fool's Day. Like, I mean, you're working, like, you're a fully fledged adult, and this is what's bothering you. Well, you have very little to be doing in work if that's what's bothering you. And let's be honest, you're jealous the women in the office are giving them more attention.
Yeah, it's
love
true.
Love you, Catherine. Thank you for your time.
I'm actually meeting our people and culture director later, and I'm going to ask, is this in the code of conduct?
I actually would love to know, like, what would she say if it was to be brought forward? Like, I mean, I suppose they deal with such difficult things. Like, maybe it would be a bit of light relief.
Exactly.
Ask her later.
A breather. Let's just take one more. We'll hear Ross's thoughts on this.
Here now, this fella must have a very, very boring life. If aftershave is coming between him and his night's sleep, and someone who's wearing the aftershave better than him, my God, I wonder if this man has ever had any sort of serious problem in his life. My God.
My God. So there
Thank
you go.
Thank you, darling.
Dilemma's back.
We'll just leave it there, all right? We'll just leave it there.
Yeah, just breathe a little bit, emailer. Breathe. You know, it's okay. It's fine. Don't worry. Our dilemma's back tomorrow. If you've got something for us, you can email talk@beat102103.com.